Hey everybody, I'm Amy Barron, and this is Upskilled, Solutions in the Learning Universe, where I talk with professionals in education and workforce development about practices and perspectives that catalyze positive change. Okay, so today we are here with Beau McCoy, and Beau is the CEO and founder of Soulcademy, that's capital S-O-L, Academy. And the SOL stands for Simple Online Learning. Soulcademy is an education technology company that is on a mission to make culturally responsive content more widely available. And Beau is going to tell us all about culturally responsive content and Soulcademy. So at this point, I would like to welcome Beau.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to spend this time with you.
So glad to have you. So Beau is an entrepreneur, an edtrepreneur, as we sometimes call entrepreneurs in the ed tech space. And he led one of the biggest ed tech companies, GoGuardian, to a $100 million acquisition. And he has shifted his focus to Soulcademy. He's an education enthusiast who credits his success, at least in part, to his fourth grade teacher, Miss Wills. So Beau, why don't we start by just having you tell us a little bit about Miss Wills and the influence she had on you?
Absolutely. I'd love to. And thank you for that kind introduction. So when I was in fourth grade, I had just recently moved out of New York City and into Long Island, and I didn't really know too many people. And I was never that engaged in school. It just wasn't really my thing. And then I had this amazing teacher. And she just had a great cultural connection with me. We liked the same TV shows. We liked the same music. And we could talk about In Living Color, which was our favorite TV show back in 1990.
Love that show.
Really funny that, you know, Damon Wayans did or Jim Carrey did. It was just such great. And it made me happy to go to school. And she went out of her way to find things that were interesting to me. I liked baseball. She brought that into class. And I didn't realize this, but she was really genius because she understood that if she could get me into a mood where I was receptive and I was happy, then I would be more likely to do good in school. And so she really took the time to personalize the approach and make it culturally responsive to me by finding the things that work for me as an individual, treating me as an individual, and putting them into classroom. And all of a sudden, I turned into a really good student. I went on to be, you know, have a pretty good career in K through 12, went to an Ivy League school, and, you know, my life's gone really well. And it wasn't until I reconnected with her a few months ago after 30 years that I realized how much impact that 1 year had, you know, when I was 9 years old, on the entire rest of my life. And I want that experience for every student. And in today's world, today's interconnected world, learners can go online and find whatever they want. But when it comes to their education, they have a lot less options. They're generally told what they have to do and how they're going to do it and when they're going to do it. But on social media, it's the exact opposite. They have complete control and it's a customized experience. And so that's our mission. That's why I started Soulcademy, was so that every student could have that personalized experience that's culturally relevant to them, with teachers and advisors and mentors who are invested in them, not just as a student, but as a human being and everything that makes them uniquely themselves.
That's great. And, you know, it really shows the importance. I mean, people always talk about the importance of a teacher and how much of a difference one teacher can make in a student's lives. And mm-hmm. I think especially now with COVID, the fact that we're remote, everything I read and hear is all about how teachers are just really trying so hard to make connections with their kids and understanding what's going on in that kid's life and knowing what their context is and what they're struggling with makes the teacher so much more able to be effective and to be able to meet the kid where they're at. And it sounds like that is the mission of Soulcademy. And so you've mentioned this idea of culturally responsive teaching and learning. Can you explain to our listeners what that is exactly and why it's so important?
Absolutely. We believe that everyone learns better when they're interested in what they're learning. And if someone who is delivering the message is a great storyteller, you get captivated. You're brought into whatever it is that they're talking about. Often when
I would add that it's not just what you believe, but this is actually learning research and learning theory says that if you have a personal connection or it's the material is relevant to you in some way, you have a much greater likelihood of absorbing the material. So sorry to interrupt, but.
No problem. And it's true. And the idea that I thought of implementing this was I was working with a bunch of schools in South Los Angeles. So think Inglewood, Compton, these areas. And I looked at the student population and I looked at the teacher population and there were some differences there. And it's not that you can't cross cultures, but someone told me, unless you've really lived something, you might not truly understand it well enough to relate it to somebody else. And teachers are amazing individuals. They all bring their unique experience to the classroom. And you know, it culturally responsive means finding someone who speaks your language, who can have a similar background, enjoys the same things, the same way that Ms. Wills and I had that cultural connection, and it boosted my self-esteem and my self-belief and my self-motivation. That's why culturally responsive education is so important, because it helps a student see, hey, this person is kind of like me, and if they can be successful, I can be successful. There's so much value and importance in having an example of success that's tangible. Right. If someone, you know, if they don't seem anything like you and they're successful, okay. But if they're just like you, they're from the same town, they're, you know, they like the same food and they're successful, now all of a sudden it becomes something that's real. And you've planted that seed of possibility in the child's mind. Or as one teacher says, you're giving them that moment of shine, right? They might not have someone who believes in them. Right. But they can go online on TikTok and find something that they're really excited to do, right? And that's what we need to bring to the educational system. Just meeting the kids, like you said, meeting the students where they are with content that matches their personality, their tastes, their interests, their motivations, and gets them excited about learning.
And we know that that's why the social media model is so effective, because it's all based on these algorithms that pull up the content that they know that you're interested in and you're going to be interested in.
Absolutely. And another thing that I learned was students nowadays have such a close relationship with the search engine. You know, the first thing that they think of, no matter what happens in their life, is to go on to social media and post about it, or to go to Google and search about it. So basically, the information that is contained by these search algorithms is much more detailed and accurate than what a student might know about themselves, or a parent, or a teacher, or a friend, or anyone else in their life. That data is out there, and we need to be able to tap into that. So like you said, recommend things that the student will enjoy. Like, oh, we noticed that you searched for, you know, the planet Pluto 3 years ago. Here's a lesson about the planet Pluto. Is this interesting to you? And maybe it is, right? And we can do that in the concept, in the framework of school.
So that's a really good lead-in to Soulcademy and what Soulcademy does, and your mission to make culturally responsive content available in order to minimize teacher burnout, to eliminate achievement gaps, and to enable continuity of learning, right? So those three things are really the foundation of your mission. And so can you give us a little more context for that and tell us a little bit more about those three pillars?
Absolutely. You know, in speaking with parents, they're really concerned, because everyone that I've spoken to has said that a teacher is no longer at the school where their student is going to school. And teachers are being asked to do things that they weren't properly prepared for, they didn't go to school for, they're not trained for, and we're losing them fast. They're burned out. There's too much technology, it's too complicated, and they need something that's really simple. That's the first pillar. Whenever we talk to teachers, they say, make it easy, please. We have so much going on. So that's the S in SOL, is simple online learning. Make it as easy for us as possible. If you're a teacher and you have 150 students, like many high school teachers do, how do you build that personal connection without ever meeting the students? It's very, very difficult. And so what we do to make it easy is aggregate lots of variations on the same lesson, so that you as the teacher can point them to a wealth of resources, a library of content, so that the student can learn what they need to learn in a way that's going to work for them because it's culturally responsive.
Let me just point out also that this is video content, right? We haven't really talked about that, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's asynchronous learning, which means you are the teacher, you assign what the students want to learn, they go to Soulcademy to find the video lesson, and then they can watch it and be prepared for a discussion or an assessment or what have you. And we have a mission of building a community of 1,000 Black, Brown, and Indigenous teachers to create lessons to reach 1 million Black, Brown, and Indigenous students. Because there's less than 7% of teachers are African American in the United States, despite making up 15% of the population. And so we believe that by aggregating this sort of content, specifically from BIPOC teachers, now you're a teacher, you have access to this library of all different kinds of takes on the lessons that you're giving. And the teachers can use this as a bank for ideas for their own lessons if they want. They can create their own and put them on the site to share. But basically create that personal cultural responsive for all of their students, 150, whether they built that personal relationship with them or not.
And what about this idea of eliminating achievement gaps and enabling continuity of learning?
Right. So McKinsey, the consulting company, they estimated that $700 billion has been lost from the United States economy since 2009 because of the income and racial achievement gaps that exist in the educational system. We don't think that's acceptable anymore. We need to eliminate those gaps. And the way to do it is to meet these students where they are with this culturally responsive content. Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris has recently posted that if an African-American student has a teacher, an African-American teacher by the time they're in second grade, they're 17% more likely to go to college. And I believe if they have two, they're 33% more likely to go to college. It goes back to what we say about visualizing success and self-motivation and believing in yourself. If you see someone who's from a similar background who's achieving success, then it becomes more of a realistic thing for you. And that's what we are trying to accomplish, to have someone who looks, sounds, acts similar background to every student inside the United States. Because you're a teacher and you have 150 students, they all have their own background. So let's find a teacher who they respond to, for whatever reason, they like the way that they communicate and there's something there for them.
Super, super important. So you're talking about how Soulcademy can help teachers, right? Because it makes their lives easier because they're able to find content that they know is going to resonate with their students. And right. That's key to connecting with them and getting them engaged, right? Mm-hmm. So, can you tell us a little bit more about how Soulcademy helps teachers and what it, what are some of the functionalities you have?
Absolutely. So the most important thing that teachers have told us, number one, is that it's easy. The number two thing is they need to see what students are doing. We have this Zoom fatigue going on all across the world where people are showing up and just turning off the camera. Who knows what's going on, because we're just kind of burned out from doing this. And what Soulcademy provides teachers that's so valuable is an easy way to monitor student behavior and activity. So you can put a lesson out and see which of your students actually watched it. How long did they watch? How many times did they watch it? Did they repeat certain points? Right? This is the kind of useful information so that you know as a teacher how to support that student and you have an idea of what they learned and what they might need to learn. So that's the most important thing. The other thing is we're creating this community. A lot of teachers feel like they're on an island. They're doing things all by themselves. They have to come up with a lot of the content on their own. But there's a teacher in every school, in every district across the United States who's going through that same journey. Why don't we have a site that unifies them so they're not starting from scratch every single time? So they could look and get inspiration and ideas for lessons for, 80% of the stuff, and they only have to do 20% on their own and save them a lot of time and frustration and away from that burnout point, which is really what we're trying to do.
Sounds like such a fantastic tool. So I know you've come in contact with a bunch of really, really talented educators out there, Bo, and I would love it if you could give us an example of sort of one student journey. So, you know, you've got a student that you really want to reach, you're teaching X subject, whatever it is, and as the teacher, you can now connect them with this really talented teacher giving a really engaging lesson. Like, is there one sort of case study you can kind of walk us through so we can just get a real sense of what's going on in the platform?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can think of a specific ninth grader who is an intelligent person, you know, but kind of quiet and not the most popular student in school. And it all comes down to her confidence and her belief in herself. You know, she kind of goes along and she does okay in school, but she never really finds that one thing. And then she's in a class, let's say it's a chemistry class, and she goes on to a site like Soulcademy, and her teacher, maybe she doesn't have the most clear accent, so she doesn't really pick up on a lot in class, but she picks up on the basics. She goes on to Soulcademy and she sees someone who's funny, who's dynamic, who speaks the way she does, who makes the cultural references that she gets. You know, she's doing the same dances on TikTok as she is. And all of a sudden that light goes on and it's, I believe in myself. Oh, I can learn this chemistry. Then she turns in the assignment, she's got everything right. Then on the assessment, she's getting 100%. What happened? Did something out there happen? No, all that happened was she started to believe in herself. She had that spark, the joy, the love of learning, the intrinsic motivation that she needs to achieve. And that's really the thing. Unfortunately, when a lot of students, they never have that moment of shine. You know, they don't have a teacher who tells them that they can believe in themselves, the way that Miss Wills like really inspired me to believe in myself. And in today's world on social media, they're finding that, right? And that's why so many young people nowadays, they just want to be stars on social media, because that's where they can get their shine and they can feel good about themselves. And so that's the journey that we want to bring. Right now, our focus is on grades 7 through 10, because we were told by teachers that's the time when they're going to decide what's going to happen in their academic journey, right? Yep. That's like the chance. Yep. If you go that way or that way. So we're going to go for those 7th to 10th graders right now. And give them that spark and get them to believe in themselves. It's amazing. As soon as you believe in yourself, then all of a sudden, all these things become, you know, easier. That was my journey in fourth grade, right? I didn't really believe in myself as a student. Then Miss Wills helped me find that self-belief. And now, you know, it's changed my whole life. And that's what I want for everyone.
So great. So great. I love this mission and I love this this product. And I really wish you the best of luck with it. So happy that you could join us today. Bo McCoy, everyone, Soul Academy. Take a look. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you all for listening to Upskilled. This episode has been brought to you by Convergent Learning, specializing in education technology product consulting and market strategy. You can follow me on LinkedIn or on Twitter at AmyBaron1. That's AmyBaron1. And we'll see you next time on Upskilled.